FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town. And on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire and you're listening to Earworm. So today I wanted to do a meditation themed episode and I will be playing a lot of calming music. You know, I know it's the week of Halloween, but I just really wanted to get in the mood of, you know, it's also a very stressful time for some people. So I want to also give that opportunity to take a moment and take a breath and feel free to meditate while listening to this music or just chill. But anyway, the first three songs I'm going to play for you guys are Incense by Erykah Badu and Kirsten Argesta. And then it's going to be Enter Goddess bonus track by Nigel Godrich, and it's from the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack. And then it's going to be Hypnosis by Ravina from her Lucid album. Hope you guys enjoy those songs. Thank you. wasn't that like seamless? Those transitions were just seamless. They were beautiful. Anyway, so the songs that I just played for you guys were Incense by Erykah Badu and Kirsten Agresta. And then it was Enter Goddess bonus track by Nigel Godrich. And then Hypnosis by Ravina. Yeah, I feel like those songs were very like ethereal and very calming. And I feel like you could really use those songs to meditate. They're not specifically for meditating. I think they were just the vibe of being ethereal and very pretty. And that's why I wanted to put it in there and kind of have like that fantastical, like kind of like you're not on earth type of songs, if you know what I mean. Like very the opposite of grounded, but then also like floating. You know what I mean? It's just like you're grounding yourself through your breathing, but then you're floating and like levitating from these songs and how beautiful they are. Anyway, I wanted to also kind of have you guys take a break from meditating so you guys aren't just like sleeping and like bored. I know it's like a break. You just said to take a break and meditate, but then you're saying take a break from taking a break. But yeah, I just want to have it a little bit switching of the pace and so that you guys aren't just like sleeping. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the next song.
People to the side of you.
You guys just heard Prevention of Peace by Lice and Slaughterhouse 2 by Knocked Loose and Motionless in White. I hope you guys really like those songs. They're very different from the first three songs I played, but I think it's like not that different. I think like it's on the same kind of vibe. I don't know. That's just me. I think like if I were to listen to meditative music, I would listen to these two songs like right after. And so that's why I wanted to put in those songs, because it's just like something I kind of do on my own. I usually just listen to meditative songs, and then I listen to like songs of that type of genre. I don't know, everybody's different, but I hope you guys like those songs. Lice is actually, one of the members is in a relationship with one of my friends, which is so lit, like the bassist. And yeah, and they're also a Toronto band, obviously, and they play a lot of shows, I think. I don't know, I've actually never been to one. I would love to. I've been to a hardcore show earlier this month. Was it October? It was October. Yeah, it was. Anyway, yeah. And it was for my friend who's in the Lucky You band. And it was four bands playing. It was Lucky You and then Insomniac. And then there was also Eternal Requiem. And then it was Dear Evangeline, which is so cool that they got to play with them. But I wish Lucky You was on Spotify. They just haven't recorded anything, and I wanted to wait until they did and do this episode, but, you know, like, sometimes it's just the way it is. But hopefully I could actually get... So my friend's name is Ren. Hopefully I could get them to actually be on the show, because they're a fun time. They're really great. Anyway, I'm going to play meditative songs now. So the first song is Credits by Justice Durr, and then it's going to be Lonely Lovely by Luna Lee. And yeah, so I'm going to just play those two songs for now. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so the songs I just played for you guys were Credits by Justice Stir and Lonely Lovely by Luna Lee. I know I talk about this experience a lot, but one time when I was at the Maria's concert, Luna Lee was opening, and the people I was with at the time, we wanted to mosh during her set. So one of them said, "Let's start a mosh pit." And then she's like, "Did someone just say, let's start a mosh pit?" That's so funny because the next song I'm going to play is my meditative song, and it was Lonely Lovely. So we didn't end up moshing to that song because that would just like be kind of awkward. But we all ended up like holding hands and closing our eyes, like the whole crowd. And we were just like taking in the instrumental and meditating, I guess. And then right after, we moshed to the song that she played right after, which was Cherry Pit. But I wanted to include that story in this episode because it's so relevant to this episode. It's just on brand, on theme. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the next few songs.
Make me fuck up my whole day. What you bring? resurrected! Oh no, he's been resurrected! Oh no, he's been resurrected!
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. So the songs I just played for you guys were Gut Wrench by Dear Evangeline and Full Moon Death Classic by Death Grips. So just a little bit about Dear Evangeline. I mentioned earlier in this episode that I did see them live, and it was great because at that show I was like moshing really heavy. Like, I even started a mosh pit, which was, I don't know, I was pretty proud of that moment because I'm like, wow, like, I started that. But it was during the first band, which was Lucky You, their set, and Lucky You, one of them is my friend in the band, and or two of them, actually. Anyway, when I moshed at that show, it was just very freeing and therapeutic. I feel like I really needed to mosh, and it just made me release a lot of internalized anger I had. So if anything, I think it's more therapeutic to mosh than to meditate, if I'm going to be honest. And I think that's why, like, the people who go to hardcore shows, they're like a lot more chill than like hippies are. Like, I feel like hippies are like fake chill. They're like, they have a reputation of being like kind of mean. And then the hardcore people are like one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. So I think if we really see it statistically, like, I think moshing would be more therapeutic for people than to meditate. But in this episode, you have the choice to do either or both of them. But yeah, so I really enjoyed the show that Dear Evangeline and all those other four bands had. Yeah, I highly recommend to mosh. Moshing is really the way to go. But anyway, I'm gonna play the next few songs, which are Garden of Eden by Emil Mossery, and it's from the Minari soundtrack. And then it's Fairy Fountain by Super Guitar Bros, and I think it's from the Legend of Zelda video game. And then it's going to be Mirage by Orion Sun. And those are very, like, therapeutic. Or not therapeutic, sorry. Those are very meditative songs. So hope you guys enjoy that bit. Thank you. So the songs you guys just heard were Garden of Eden by Emile Mossery from the Minari soundtrack, and then it was Fairy Fountain by Super Guitar Bros, which is a guitar cover of Fairy Fountain from The Legend of Zelda, and then it was Mirage by Orion Sun. Wonderful. Yeah, that was like all very peaceful, like meditative. I don't know how to like even talk about these songs, because each time it's the meditative portion of the episode, I'm like, yeah, that was meditative. Yeah, that was ethereal. Like, yeah, that's all I have to say about those songs. But you know what? Fairy Fountain sounds a lot like Enter Goddess, the bonus track by Nigel Godrich, and it was from the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack. And Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is like a video game type of movie. So I think they included it because of Legend of Zelda, and it was like a cover probably, and then they just renamed it. I have no idea. They sound very similar to each other, so take that as you will. Yeah, anyway, so the next songs are by Toronto artists. Hope you guys enjoy.
Yes, sir. There you go. Ever done this before?
No.
But I've seen it on TV. 100% pure adrenaline. Other guys snort for it, jab a vein for it, and all you gotta do is jump.
Oh yeah, 100%
The songs I just played for you guys were 100% by 100% Pure and Exposed by Falstaff. Both are Toronto hardcore bands. And actually, Falstaff was the first hardcore show I've been to. So they took my hardcore show virginity. And I went because it was like people that I knew. It was their friend performing. So I went with people that I knew. And then it was kind of just like I went because I don't know. I just, a lot of people I knew were going, but I didn't really know anybody on the band or in the band. And they did. So that's my story. Anyway, and then I also, it was my first time seeing the two-step. Like, everybody was kind of just, like, in one spot doing the two-step. And I was like, oh, so you guys aren't even, like, touching each other. It's not like a mosh pit, really. It's just, like, they're just throwing their limbs. And I think that that's really cool. Like, I mess with it. And, but I think I do prefer moshing more because it is, like, pushing and, like, using force, even though it's consensual, okay, guys? Like, I'm not actually just, like, pushing them and enjoying, like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, it just releases a lot of internalized emotions. You guys should try it one day. I love moshing. I could do it forever. No, I can't, because I don't have the stamina for that, because it's a lot of cardio, so. Anyways, the next song is Safe Place by bracket, bracket, space. Oh, space. Bracket, bracket, bracket. And Juno. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So the previous track I just played was Safe Place by (OOP), and Juno. And then I want to end the episode after the next song. Don't worry, I'm not going to trick you guys. It's not going to be a hardcore song. It's literally called Composure. So yeah, I want to end it off really light and very soft and relaxing and have you guys continue the day with just this note of breathing and relaxing and taking a break. And yeah, I just want to remind all of you guys just to sometimes just take a break and take a breath and meditate a little bit. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! We'll be right back.
life is better in the city. I like the way it don't know me.
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today.